Well, Ian Horn is still with us. He's the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association, the SA branch, and we're talking mental health within the pub and hospitality industry. Erin, and you actually grew up in pubs.
I used to collect glasses, clean them. Now that I think about it, very underpaid back then, my parents.
Were you, now this, obviously you wouldn't be doing this nowadays, and Ian would never allow this in history, but were you pulling beers when you were youngster?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't reach the beer tap. I actually had to get a crate and stand up on it and then pull the beers. I was getting tips from the American sailors that would pull up, and I thought these guys dressed in white were like just amazing. They'd just give free money. Like, what is happening? I'm seven and I've got a wad of ones.
I want to reassure your listeners that it was quite legal that at 7 and 8 you were working in a bar and probably pouring beers, because in those days the son or daughter of a licensee could work behind the bar.
Yep.
No one else could.
Is that right? Mm. Is that the actual law?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And only up until about probably 5 or 6 years ago did it get changed. Mm. And so many perhaps 7 or 8's unusual. Perhaps, you know, 13, 14, 15 was not unusual.
There you go.
The jukebox is what I love, the ability to pick music. And that's a big thing of what we're doing, is we are handing the music over to Adelaide to let them pick their music to raise money so we can get as many people trained in mental health first aid.
And look, it's a fabulous program you've got going, what you're doing in this fundraising. And congratulations to your listeners for participating.
Well, thanks. And Ian, I know that you want to participate. So on behalf of the AHASA, you'd like to buy a song for this Friday.
Oh, yes. In fact, we're making a donation of $10,000 to this.
Hang on. Ian, it costs $250 to buy a song. You're dedicating how much for your song?
$10,000. Now, that's 40 songs, but we actually only want one.
Wow.
It's okay.
Ian, you know, well, you said it's 40 songs, but you know what it actually does? That's 40 mental health first aiders within community organisations that can now access that training because of that funding, and that will touch all of us, you know?
But I'd also say the money comes from the hotel industry, from hoteliers themselves. It's collected via a levy on gaming machines, and we unashamedly let people know that, because we provide a significant number of support mechanisms in the community for worthwhile charities, and this is a particular worthwhile cause. So thank you for our opportunity to participate.
Wow, mate, that is mine. But Erin,
I can't believe it. Ian, thank you so much. That is absolutely incredible.
Now, there's one big question. What is the song you want? I mean, what have you got in that envelope there, Ian?
Well, I know the song, and my inner sanctum at work know the song. Yeah. That's about it. But we'd ask that you hold it till Friday, until you're about to play the song. And look, in the hotel industry, it could be a multitude of...
Well, we have it on mix. Shane, will you have it in the playlist?
Is it... it could be I'd Love to Have a Beer with Duncan. What else could it be?
A pub with no beer.
Absolutely.
Slim Dusty.
Google the word hotel or pub, and there's hundreds and hundreds of songs come up.
All right. Well, we cannot wait to find out what the $10,000 song is. So the Australian Hotels Association, the SA branch, all the pubs in the industry have got together. This is brilliant. $10,000. Ian Horn, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks for the opportunity to participate in this great program.
All right, there you go. Send us a text, 0480001023. What could the $10,000 song be? Is it about pubs? Is it about beer? Is it about dancing? Because we want dancing back in the pubs. All right, send us a text. What do you reckon? 0480001023. What could it be?
It is Erin and Soda, 25 past 8.